very busy. Many important matters require a king's attention.
I'm king now. King now.
I am king.
I am
king.
I am
kiss it.
I am
kiss it again.
I am
turn.
Your fingers or your
king doesn't
fingers
discuss
your
battle plans.
He's one.
Super girl.
Your fingers or your tongue.
I am
the king. I'm telling mother.
Welcome to the Joffria Podcast. We're back, everybody. My name's Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at Fit and Trim. That's FitTTenTrim at Fit and Trim on Twitter. And with me, as always, is someone who loves knocking down walls like the Night King. It's Catfish. Catfish, how can people find you on Twitter?
Well, they can hit me up at CJGman67. I'm breaking down walls, y'all.
Man, Catfish, we are ringing out 2017 and ringing in a year which we don't expect any Game of Thrones. We're ringing in 2018. And this whole coming year, there will be no new episodes of Game of Thrones.
Well, I feel like we're all paying for Ned.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Ned sins. You know, there's been a lot of things that have come out this year all of a sudden. And I feel like there's some stories that we know about Ned.
Yeah.
You know, Sansa hashtag me too. And so basically, you know, Ned's not the guy we all thought he was.
Let me say, Septa Mordain. There's a reason why she tried to get away with him, away from him. And yet her head's on the spike right next to Ned. She couldn't escape him even in the afterlife.
Oh, man, I tell you, it's rough. It's rough. But you know what?
Well,
a reckoning is coming, and that's why there's no Game of Thrones this year.
The Joffria Podcast, named in honor of King Joffrey Baratheon. First of his name, first in your hearts. We have been doing this for 4 years, Catfish. Whoa.
Wow. It really feels like this has taken over my entire life, as it should, because as we all know, Joffrey is an inspiration to everyone and just someone that we can, you know, hope to, we measure ourselves against him, and we always fall short, just like Tyrion, but we do our best.
Catfish, on today's podcast, which we're going to ring out 2017.
Ring it out. I'm done with it.
We are going to go over one of the very exclusive Blu-ray extras that I'm not sure everybody got. You had to, you know how you buy it maybe at Target, buy it at Best Buy, and you get a exclusive Blu-ray extra.
Right, right, right.
We're going to go over one that I really just suspect that most people haven't actually gotten yet.
Huh. And was this, did you have to buy it at Walmart, or did you have to buy it at, you know, I think I got mine, and I found this.
Yeah.
This was in the Trader Joe's produce section.
Well, I don't want to say. I just got lucky. But they knew that we would love it. Plus, we are going to play a brand new game. A new game which we're introducing here on the Joffria Podcast. We want you to play along at home. We're hoping that maybe the people at Con of Thrones will like this new game and bring us there to Dallas in 2018 to play it with you, our double L's.
Double L's?
Well, that's who Joffrey likes to call his loyal listeners. And that's you guys.
They do. People do listen to Joffrey whenever he talks.
And so we're going to introduce this brand new game called Game of Thrones Character. Why are you still alive? So a really double P podcast.
Double P?
Packed podcast here on the Double P Podcast
Network. Oh, so a packed podcast.
You just don't get it. We've been doing this 4 years. It's still a bit confusing. But there is one thing, because we are releasing this here at the end of 2017, Double L's, we're going to need you guys to help us promote podcasts. Doing Double P is difficult.
Yeah, Double P?
Promoting podcasts. And so,
well, do you want to share with it? There's been two things that have happened recently, one of which disappointing and not so good for us, and the other one which is good for us. So do you want to talk about why don't you talk about the good thing, and I'll talk about the horrible thing.
Well, let's lead off with the horrible so we can end on a high note. What's the horrible thing?
Okay, well, the horrible
new iTunes podcast player.
The horrible thing is the new iTunes podcast player, which if someone had decided, what can I do to make this the worst user-friendly way, they came up with it. They're podcasts that I can't find, I have to search for, that were just uploaded as like yesterday. So it's really tough to find any podcast on iTunes now. Please contact Apple and tell them, what the fuck?
Plus, some good news. Maybe you loyal listener, are listening to this on Spotify.
No, there's no way I could be, because I have to play it on my horrible phone.
No, the Jafria podcast is now available on Spotify.
What?
I can't
believe
that.
That's amazing.
So if you guys could help us promote this podcast.
Wait, I just want to say, if you're listening on Spotify, I just want you to give a quick what to Jafria. Just do it there. I don't care if someone's listening. I don't care if you're doing someone's makeup in a makeup trailer. I don't care if you're out there on the range shooting, practicing.
Another one very specific.
Yeah, well, I like the specific. There's specific ways in which I've heard Spotify.
All
and
right.
I'm just saying, one of the things I described was something that happened, and the other one was something I made up. But if you're listening on Spotify.
If you are breaking a horse that is a wild horse out in the world, and you're breaking it so you can saddle that horse and ride it just like King Joffrey rides the Seven Kingdoms. I want you to listen to Spotify and give us a shout out. So
if you're shucking an artichoke, you know, you got to get the kind of like, scoop out the good stuff from the leaves. If you're just in the middle of doing that and you're listening, give yourself a what?
If you are performing the Heimlich maneuver on someone, as if King Joffrey himself has been choked, take a minute, go to the Spotify app, and play the Joffrey podcast. But anyway.
If you're listening to Spotify,
right,
and you're at work, and you just hate life, then download something inappropriate and put it on your boss's computer.
Tweet out the new Joffrey podcast episode. Share it on Facebook. Promote it on Snapchat. Go to Instagram and tell your Instagram food friends about the Joffrey podcast. We need help promoting it. We do have some prizes that we still haven't given away, and it'll help us get us through this long winter of a year without no Game of Thrones. Another thing that can help
you. It's not the only reason it's been a long winter, Bubba.
Another thing that can help you whittle away those 365 days until a year which has a new episode of Game of Thrones, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/doublepodcast. That's the word double, the single letter P, the word podcast, plural. facebook.com/doublepodcast. Go there and like the page. Join in our conversations. The Double P Podcast Network coming up in 2018 is going to relaunch our podcast about Ash versus the Evil Dead, the Star Show.
Oh, very exciting.
It's coming up. And so if you will enjoy that very fun show, you'll be able to find out about our Ash versus the Evil Dead versus Bubba versus Catfish show. We will probably do one on a new AMC show that Catfish and I have both read the books, entitled The Terror, which is coming up in the winter of 2018. Plus, there's just a lot of things to talk about. We have a bunch of ongoing podcasts. Join in on the fun on our Facebook page, facebook.com/doublepodcasts, podcast plural. Join us there.
It's an intelligent test for our listeners. If you can find it, you deserve to be there.
Right. It wasn't an intelligent test for us to, like, why did we make it such a bizarre name?
Many important matters require King's attention.
Okay, Catfish, it is time. Let's do the fun thing right at the top. And let's play.
Yeah. Let's do the horrible thing later.
let's play the incredible Blu-ray extra. Now, I think we need to set it up. You know, they're cut scenes, they're deleted scenes. Sometimes they're like extended scenes, meaning the scene was in season 7, but they had to shorten it for time rather than allow people to enjoy the entire scene.
Well, the other thing is these writers have been writing for a long time.
Yeah.
And after a while, they're trying to challenge themselves.
Yes.
And they're trying to expand. And then occasionally, in addition to that, sometimes writer's assistant throw things into the script that the writers don't notice, and they end up shooting it anyway. And I think this might be one of those, because it's a little bit off-brand for Game of Thrones, but I'm glad they included it in the Blu-ray that I found in the produce department at Trader Joe's.
Right. So everybody knows there's this great fun scene in season 7 where Gendry and Jon Snow reunite. And the scene begins as we saw it in season 7. Jon Snow saying to Gendry, he's like, "Oh, I met your father once. You're in much better shape. You know, you're not as fat as your father was." And Gendry took that zing and immediately came back and said, "Yeah, you're a lot shorter than your father, Ned. I met your father, too." Oh, zing!
You know, it's uneven, because it's not really a zing to say, like, you're a lot healthier than your father, and then the comeback is, "Yeah, well, you're a pipsqueak." It's like, wait, hold on. That was a compliment.
Maybe that disparity is why they ended up shortening and ending the scene right there.
Right.
Rather than going into this, which doesn't seem, you know, time period accurate, but it is a fantasy show. Rather than going into a drop the mic battle like they do in this extended scene, they just cut and went away with it. But I think this drop the mic battle was pretty good there in the cave.
Right. I mean, it's one of those serious rap battles that sounds like, it's kind of a South Coast, North Coast beef, you know, that's happening between Gendry.
Right, it's the North Kingdom, South Kingdom.
Yeah.
North side. All right, so let's go ahead and play the Blu-ray, and then we'll comment on this extended scene after it's done. So here it is right now.
You say your name's Gendry. I met your father once he came up north. You're a lot healthier than he was.
Oh, well, you're a lot shorter than your father was.
What are you saying? You stepping at me, bro?
Oh, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you hard.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, 1-1.
The giant 1-1.
1-1.
Gendry, listen here. Had you run back to the wall, I said you were fast. It really wasn't that. You're just a bloody ass. You rode your for years while I was brave. Wrote your mom's name on the wall in my sex cave.
What? I rode the narrow sea all around the world. People love to mock Jon Snow's Jerry Curl. Asked Dany why she was going to be your wife. She said she appreciated the little things in life. Snap!
Babe. My parents fell in love during a war. Robert didn't love your mom. She was just a dirty whore. On the show, your Uncle Renly didn't eat a peach. Melisandre confused your cock and a leech.
Whoa, what? Northrop bottom ladies love me the most. You're so lonely at the wall, you spend your nights petting ghosts.
Hey.
Melisandre loves my cock and don't need no embellishment, while you seem to love boning your only living relative.
Whoa.
Snap. Whoa. Snap in your face. In your face where I can't find it. It's too low.
Well, that was shocking.
Wow. It was certainly different.
Right.
I'm glad they filmed it. It seemed a little coarse even for the show.
Right.
But, you know.
Right. I mean, you know, that was interesting, this, you know, mic drop battle. Now we know where it originated from.
Right. It was an OG rap battle.
I'm king now. King now.
All right, Catfish, it is time for a brand new game we are debuting here on the Joffrey Podcast.
Wow, is this game, how much does this cost the listeners?
About a half hour of their time.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, then it's cheap.
But I think this is a kind of debate. I think listeners, you're going to want to join in, like I said.
Okay.
I don't know these kind of Thrones people at all, but we've talked about, hey, wouldn't it be fun to go present there and you know, do a panel there or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking, well, if we did go to Con of Thrones, what type of panel could we do? And so I thought this would be a good one. It's, once again, Game of Thrones character, why are you still alive?
Okay.
And we're just going to role play? We'll piggyback
the
forth.
Idea being that because this is so excellently plotted, especially on the show,
yeah,
that people are here for a very specific reason, and they will do something very important in the last season.
We assume.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what... It's just an assumption, and the game doesn't work without it. So there we go.
All right. So I'll draw from the bowl first.
Okay. Okay. Who are you?
I am Brienne of Tarth. In season 5, I watched a candle for several episodes until I didn't.
Okay, that sounds...
In season 6, I was sent to Riverrun to get the Blackfish's support for Sansa.
Mm-hmm.
I failed. After my failure, I was too late to get back and help with the Battle of the Bastards. In season 7, I got beat in a battle by a 4-foot-tall teenage girl, then got sent to King's Landing so Sansa could be free of me.
Wow, Brienne, it sounds like you've been very integral to the plot. So why are you still alive, Brienne?
Well, obviously, I am still alive because I represent the true bit of knighthood. And Jaime Lannister who is now coming north to fight the White Walkers. He's going to need an inspiration. Everybody in the north will be against Jaime for what he did. He stabbed Daenerys' father in the back. He's pushed Jon Snow and the Starks' brother Bran out a window. Everybody will hate him. I'll be the one who will say we need every support in this fight.
So basically,
and then,
uh-huh. But because like I said, so far you're just all you've done is make sure that nobody knifes Jaime. Okay,
and then I will sacrifice my life so that he can continue to live and fight.
Well, this is not really passing the Bechdel test.
Wait. Hold on. What if, think about this. What do I have? I have a sword that is a Valyrian steel sword made from the Stark's ancient sword Ice. Mm-hmm. I will use it to stab the Night King. The Night King will say, no man could kill me. And I'll say, I am not a man. And then the Night King will say, that's very Lord of the Rings reminiscent. And I'll say, I don't care. But then he'll say, no knight can kill me. And I'll say, I'm a woman. Wow. That's why my character is still alive.
Okay, well, I think that's really fascinating. And the way that you have made subsumed Brienne to almost completely facilitate Jaime. I wonder if any of our listeners have any ideas why Brienne is still alive and what she might do on her own, separate from Jaime, and besides befuddling the Night King with her riddle about a man.
All right, wait a minute. Maybe I'll do this.
Uh-huh. Yes?
We'll light a candle tallest tower.
We've already lit the candle.
And then if it goes out, that's proven that the Night King's dragon is close.
Oh, boy.
Watch that candle.
You're going to light a candle and you're going to watch a candle. Okay, well, again, I'll say to our listeners, especially maybe our female listeners out there who really love Brienne.
That's true.
And think that she has something to contribute besides lighting candles and making sure nobody shanks Jaime.
What are you implying?
Now, all I'm saying is, does she have a stronger purpose here?
I use my Valyrian steel sword, kill the White Walker. What's the big? I did it.
I thought you were mostly just confusing the White Walker.
I'm going to light a damn candle. All right, here, you pull one out of the box.
Okay, Oh, excellent.
Catfish, who are you?
Podrick Payne.
Oh.
In season 5, I watch my lady Brienne watch a candle.
Oh, very integral to the part.
In season 6, I train to fight and look pitiful. In season 7, I train to fight and still look pitiful. Plus, when everyone decided to meet on the most important issue of our time, I went to a pub.
Yeah, Podrick Payne, you really don't seem that important to the show. So, Podrick, why is your character still alive?
Well, as you are aware, my name around Fleabottom is Tripod.
Yes, you're very successful with the ladies.
I am very successful with the ladies.
Okay, why does that matter? Everybody's died. Why are you still alive?
I'm still alive because by the end of season 8, I will have learned not to stab myself in the neck with my sword, and therefore I will help Brienne protect Jaime.
Podrick, that's a pretty pitiful reason to be alive. Is it possible that we've watched you training all this time because you're going to help in the big fight and maybe you'll kill some evil White Walkers and zombies?
Are there any small ones? Child-sized White Walkers that
Podrick,
perhaps
come on.
I could take on? Ones that are clumsy.
I have some trouble there.
Clumsy
Is that
children.
The only reason why you're still alive?
These clumsy children need to be beheaded.
What if you and Brienne go off on another pointless quest and you're just alive because Brienne needs a character to talk to? She can't talk to herself because it feels like that's really all you've done for quite a while.
Well, I need to hold her sword while she dallies with Jaime. I believe this year they're going to make the beast with two ships, as Daenerys says.
Oh, brother.
Says.
Okay. All right, Podrick. Thank you for explaining why you're still alive. Whoa, that's pretty rough.
All right. Well, let's see. So now, let's see who you get.
All right. You know who I am, Catfish?
Who are you, Bubba?
I'm Bronn.
Oh, that's great that you're Bronn,
yes.
Because he's one of your favorites.
He is.
You love his little rough and ready.
I've been so integral to the part. I've been so integral to the story so far. So let me take you. In season 4, Tyrion asked me to fight. I didn't. In season 5, I started to fight a teenage girl, but it was stopped. I ended up getting poisoned. I was about to die. Then I got an antidote. Season 6, I went to River Run. Guess what I didn't do there? Fight.
Oh, good.
Okay. Then in season 7, I did fight, and I killed a total of, you know how many badasses I killed?
How many?
One. One Dothraki.
Oh, well, that's like 3 regular people.
Before I had my...
And 5 children White Walkers.
Before I had my arse handed to me. And I did rescue Jamie. So I did do something.
You did, and you fell into a very deep pool of water
that
there right next
that
to
the... That was a big river.
Mm-hmm. So, why are you alive? What are you going to be doing this year?
Well, all right. How many characters are still in King's Landing? There's Cersei. There's Qyburn. There's the Mountain. There is possibly our boy Euron Greyjoy coming back with an army. So I'm in King's Landing.
Right, and then there's the other army showing up.
Right, so why am I alive? Because you need to see how the common man fights this upcoming battle. If the White Walkers get to King's Landing, who's gonna lead the army of the humans in King's Landing? Cersei? No, she doesn't care. The Mountain? He's not. I'm like the common man. This story isn't about kings and queens mm-hmm. and lords and ladies. It's about the common man.
It's about the lusty common man. Is it possible that you're around just for some light comedic touches?
Right, yeah.
Like, which are vital in this show.
Yeah, exactly right. I have to be alive to tell some of my great Bronn jokes. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Give me some gold.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've been doing that for like 5 seasons. Give me gold. Actually, I've done that since the first season. Give me gold. Where's me gold? I'm like the leprechaun. I got to keep me alive for the common man. And if there's a battle in King's Landing, you're going to need Bronn.
I think we do need him for the comedic effect. I will have to say, just having seen The Last Jedi, no spoilers. Sometimes it's better for side small characters to provide the comedy rather than the serious lead characters when they do something a little
off-brand. I'm a lead character. Remember how I went to the pub when all the lead characters were there in King's Landing? I was there to lead them in and then leave. That's me, Bronn.
Wow, excellent. Well, Bronn, okay, well, I wonder, maybe our listeners also, as well, have an idea what Bronn might do, but whatever he does,
yeah.
I'm still going to wish I was him.
Okay, thank you. All right, that's why I'm still alive. All right, Catfish, pull one from the bowl. Who are you going to be?
Oh, all right, I am Beric Dondarrion.
Oh, wow.
All right, I didn't appear in season 4, season 5. In season 6, I showed up in one episode and stopped the Hound from doing damage to a jerk. In okay. season 7, I went north of the wall, watched my friend Thoros of Myr die, and had to be rescued by a girl. I did nothing as an ice dragon destroyed the wall.
Beric, you've had a lot of time off. Why is your character still alive?
I'm still alive because I have a first name and a last name.
That does right. help.
That seems to indicate that I am important for some reason or another. Also, we're going to need to have some people be, I don't want to call them cannon fodder, but let's just say...
Well, you could have been cannon fodder in season 7 when you went north of the wall. You weren't. You must be alive for some reason, Barry.
I should have been cannon fodder in season 7, but they saved me because, well, I needed my union health insurance, so I begged them to keep me around for one more series.
Beric, I think most listeners at home would think
mm-hmm.
you keep having being the ability to keep being brought back to life, so you have some sort of magic force in you. Admittedly, Thoros...
Yeah, I lost the person who did that.
But what if
it's like saying I'm always able to restart my battery when it dies, and yet the person who comes and charges it no longer has a car.
Well, how about this? I think there's a chance, though,
mm-hmm.
that you could give the whatever force is in you to somebody, like breathe the life of rebirth to a character. So a lot of people suspected maybe somebody would die north of the wall like Jon Snow, and you would breathe life back into him. And so I think if you're alive for a reason, it's because there's going to be some character.
I'm around to give CPR to someone? Is that what you're saying?
Sure. There's some character who could die. I have to be honest, it's a bit confusing who it would be, and a character who would die that the White Walkers wouldn't automatically turn, But I wonder if there's a way, a character that you could give your resuscitation power to after they've been killed in a battle by the White Walkers but haven't been turned to a White Walker.
Do I have my choice? Because I have a list.
Oh, yeah, okay. Who's on the top of that list?
Listen, this is irrespective. Life Force doesn't know the people fighting wars and what side they're on. It's just a life force.
Right.
So let me start with Cersei. I'll go Cersei number one.
This is
Sansa number two.
You seem to be picking women here, Beric.
Well, I'm going to be giving my life force.
All right,
to
okay, okay. All right, Beric. Dear Lord, let's stop that before we lose all our wonderful female double L's. All right, let me pull one from the bowl. Aha!
Who are you?
I'm Ed from the Night's Watch.
Oh, Ed. You know,
Ed with an extra D.
He's got an extra D. I don't know if people are aware of that who just watch the show, but for some reason he's got an extra D.
Well, it's like Eddard had an extra D too, so I've got an extra D. I'm just Ed. I'm not Eddard, so they can't make it Ned. I'm just Ed.
All right, so Ed, just get a refresher what you've been doing the last few seasons.
Well, okay, in season 5, I went to Hardhome, and guess what? I survived.
Congratulations.
In season 6, I became the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch.
Yeah, oh, congrats.
By default.
Well, anyhow, you can get it.
In season 7, I let Bran Stark and Mira Reed through the wall in the very first episode. I didn't appear again. When the White Walkers came to the wall...
You made a mistake.
I did nothing because I wasn't anywhere around.
Well, you know, I believe you were still in the galley for letting this this northern scum come through the wall.
Hey, wait a minute. So I'm Ed. Ed from the Night's Watch.
Okay, so Ed, what... I mean, you really seems like you've really been a very vital character. What things will you do this year before you disappear?
Well... Obviously, they knocked down the wall that I was protecting. All this time, I've been protecting the wall. Mm-hmm. The Night King knocked it down. He marched his army south.
Mm-hmm.
What do we need to make sure the Night King can't do is retreat. So I'm going to build the wall back up behind him.
Oh, very nice.
He will not be able.
Very nice.
No, obviously, I'm at Castle Black. I've probably got 20 or 30 good men. And I'll come riding in and help fight the White Walkers when they're attacking Winterfell, let's say. Winterfell will be in deep trouble, and the dragons will be fighting, and the zombies will be attacking Winterfell, and I'll come in, and I'll start stabbing people from... I'll attack the Army of the Dead from the back. I won't survive, but I'll provide enough time for our heroes to escape.
Now, the question is, when you do die, what percentage of viewers do you think will remember your name?
Maybe not my name, but I've been in a bunch of... I've been in the years since season 2. They'll remember Ed from the Night's Watch.
Okay, sure. They'll be, oh, that guy. He's back.
All right, all Catfish. Right. Pull one out. Who are you?
Okay. Oh, wow. I am not a human being.
Okay.
I am Ghost.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, what have you been up to there, Ghost?
Well, in season 7, I was up to nothing. I didn't appear.
Oh, no.
In season 6, I woke up one time and I sniffed at John's dead corpse right before he came back, and I growled at the door several times. It's very difficult work for Direwolf. As you know, we're very big. We require lots of food.
Ghost, you've had kind of a very easy shooting schedule looking at this. So, Ghost, why is your character still alive? Why are you still alive, Ghost?
Okay, well, you know, there's this whole belief in the Dragonglass will take care of the Night's Watch.
Okay. Well, you mean kill the White Walkers.
Yeah. What they don't realize is the other thing that happens is a very nasty bite.
You got Valyrian teeth, Ghost?
Yeah. Yeah. And just a little nip, and they go kind of rabid. I know they already seem rabid already,
mm-hmm.
but the White Walkers go a little nuts. They have to lay down and take a nap.
Ghost.
So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be nipping at the heels of the White Walkers.
Ghost, I got to be honest. I think there's a chance we saw the infamous white zombie bear, zombie polar bear in season 7. We've seen ghost horses, dead horses that the Night King rides around on. I wouldn't be surprised if you get turned, Ghost.
You're saying I'm going to come back bad?
You're going to come back bad. You're going to get blue eyes. And Jon Snow would have to kill his own direwolf. I bet that would be very dramatic. And they're saving up all that money to do that effect by not having you appear in the show in season 7.
So they're not even going to see me get turned. I'm just going to show up, and I'm going to be mean, and I'm going to bite Jon.
Sure.
Wow.
What a bum rap for me.
Well, Bran's direwolf got, you know, torn up by all those zombies. What if Bran's direwolf summer comes back? And then we could be like multiple dead zombies.
No, okay, I'm fine with summer.
Direwolves.
That's all right. Summer can come back.
Ghost,
bad.
You're dead.
I want to be good.
You had your chance, Ghost. I think there's a chance maybe all the dragons die, all the magical creatures die. So I think there's a chance.
All right, well, so let's see. So pull it out. Let's see who we have next.
Oh, man, I am a character. I've been around since season 3. Technically, I haven't been on screen. I was technically there in season 2, but you didn't see me until season 3, because that's when I was born. I'm Baby Sam, a.k.a. Gilly's baby.
Are you saying that you were born in season 3 and you're still a damn baby?
Yes.
You're still nursing?
Listen to me.
Uh-huh.
Name anybody who's traveled more than me. I've been north of the Wall. I've been to Castle Black. I've been on a ship in the Narrow Sea. I've gone to Hornhill. I've gone to Old Town. And then I walked rode all the way back to Winterfell. I've soiled myself less than the guy watching me, Sam has.
Yeah, but you're still wearing your nappies.
You know what I've done? Existed. That is awesome.
Okay, so why are you in season 8? Why are you around?
Okay. Everybody knows
mm-hmm.
that George Martin is against hierarchy. He doesn't like kings and castles. And so one of the things he does is he loves who? He loves cripples, bastards, and broken things. And they seem to take over, right? You know, Gendry was a bastard. He's still around and kicking. Bran is cripple. He's still around. And so who is the rightful ruler? Some people believe Crazy Jon Snow. But, you know, his baby was switched at birth. So what's going to end up happening? Cersei claims she's pregnant. She probably is pregnant. She loses that baby. But what's she going to show to Jaime? Me, baby Sam. And I'm going to be
and
on
you're
the...
still going to be a baby.
I'm going to be on the Iron Throne.
You're still like 6 months old.
I was born in season 3. It's only 4 seasons later that, of course, I'm like a year and a half. That's how you know how long the show's gone
on. You're still like 6 months old. You're nursing, for God's sake.
Listen to me.
You're still a baby. You're not even an infant. You're a baby.
Listen to me. Baby Sam, Iron Throne. There would be nothing more tragic... There would be nothing more tragic than a baby dying and being turned. The Night King came south of the Wall. Why? Because I was supposed to be given to him so I could be his brother. He's coming for me. So in the end, somehow I'm going to lead, you know, I'm going to be important to how this comes down. He's going to be coming down. He's
going
to be
sure?
like, that baby, Craster promised that baby to me. And I'm going to be like, No new dad.
Now
I'm staying south of the Wall.
Are you sure that your role isn't to learn how to be a pickpocket and thief from Sam, who, whenever he leaves a place, just grabs a bunch of
shit? Yeah, the first thing
he
stole was me. I was like his first thief. And so that's what I'm saying. I'm me, baby
right.
Sam. I'm going to survive on the Iron Throne.
Okay.
I'm going to have Horn Hill. There's no other Tarleys around. They think I'm a Tarly. Let's do this.
Okay. All right, well, let me pick one here.
Okay, Catfish, who are you?
I am Gregor Clegane, also known as the Mountain.
Oh, wow. Oh, this will be a great conversation.
Okay. Totally got my ass handed to me by Oberyn Martin in season 4.
Okay.
In season 5, I laid on Qyburn's operating table for a whole season until the end, when I had to pick up Cersei after a walk of shame.
All right, that was one
thing. In season 6, I bashed a drunk guy's head into a wall and ripped... Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Edit.
Yes, okay. What'd you do in season 6?
In season 6, I bashed a drunk guy's head into a wall and ripped a religious guy. Okay.
Yeah, one more time.
In season 6, I bashed a drunk guy's head into a wall. I also ripped a religious jerk's head off. Last season, I less than that.
You did less than that?
I less than that.
Boy, that really, when all is said and done...
I glare.
You do glare.
I glare.
You might have sexually harassed that poor Septa there at the end of season 6.
If I did, it was unintentional, just meant to rip head off.
Sir Gregor the Mountain.
Yes.
Why is your character still alive? What are you going to do? What's the point?
I protect Cersei.
Yeah?
I protect Cersei. In the end, I will go crazy and eat Qyburn.
Okay. The monster killing Dr. Frankenstein. Sure, I must see that.
I must fight my brother for fan service.
Okay, so you're still alive for fan service.
Service.
Why didn't we have that fan service in season 7? Why are you still alive now?
Fight Fight for excitement. Season 8, fight. Eat, Qyburn, fight.
Oh, boy. I got to be honest there, the Mountain. That,
yes.
You better provide a lot of fan service for how little you've done all this time.
If not careful, I will fan service you.
No, no. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Sir Gregor. Ooh, man.
Okay. Who do you have? Who do you have?
I'm Jorah Mormont, a.k.a. Sir Friendzone.
Oh, wow. Yes.
You can't kill me. I'm like a roach. I should be dead. I got grayscale, the incurable disease. Guess what? I got cured.
Oh.
I went north of the wall. I was surrounded by an army of white zombies and white walkers. Guess what? I'm still alive. I'm still kicking.
Wow. You know what? Of all the people on this list so far,
Yeah. You're
the one I'm most surprised that has been around for like the last 3 years.
Listen to me. I'm still alive.
So you got cured of your grayscale, but that doesn't mean anything, right? That doesn't mean anything to this entire world. The only reason grayscale was brought up so you could get it and then be cured of it in a really grotesque fashion by Sam.
Yeah.
So what are you around for? I mean, we presume that
Listen to me. You're
going to jump in front of, you're going to save Daenerys, who you got a thing for at some point.
Right. So Daenerys.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be thrown from her dragon. She'll land on the ground. The Night King will get off his dragon. He'll approach her with that large scythe. How do you call that? Scythe? What do you call that?
Scythe. It's a scythe.
It's a large scythe. He's going to approach Daenerys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to step in front of her and then step aside and be like, "You broke my heart one too many times, lady."
Oh, wow. So this is like revenge. It's revenge.
No.
It's the revenge of
all the times.
SFZ.
No. Listen, all the times.
Okay,
all the times. Uh-huh. I could have. Given my life for Daenerys. Mm-hmm. Somehow I just keep living, baby. So what's going to happen? I'm going to keep living again. At the end, they're going to have to rebuild the Night's Watch. My father, Jorah Mormont of Bear Island, was Lord Commander. And I will replace him once they defeat everybody. And at the end of the series, I will be the final... They're the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch.
That makes complete sense because the reason the Night Watch is there is to protect the North.
Right.
And almost everyone who's dangerous in the North will presumably be killed by then.
Right.
So you'll have a job that means almost nothing,
yep.
Which is appropriate for you.
But guess what?
Tell me.
If you've been watching all these seasons, you know that I've been keeping part of the Night's Watch vow because Daenerys has been keeping it for me. I have laid with no woman, damn it.
Oh, well, yes, it's true. But it does strike me as funny that the one thing that you will do will be pretty much meaningless since the North will have been cleaned out of bad guys.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Okay, all right. Well, let me reach out for one here. Oh, no. You know what? I can't.
Who are you, Catfish?
I can't do this one.
Come on.
I can't do this one because, really, you should do this one because you are so good.
Let me see this one. Oh, boy. Catfish, Grey Worm I am.
Oh, Grey Worm. Tell me what you've been doing, Grey Worm.
Grey Worm, go to battle. Grey Worm, take Casterly Rock, home of House Lannister. Grey Worm, fight and destroy soldiers who approach Grey Worm. But it amount to... as much as Grey Worm's penis, because Lannisters give up Casterly Rock.
Now, you kind of sell yourself short a little bit here.
There are parts of Grey Worm very short.
Because Grey Worm, in maybe another bout of fan service here, Grey Worm and Missandei got together this last year. Really, they stopped giving each other glances, and they finally did deed that it was that they could do.
I was giving parts of Missandei Grey Worm glances, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Grey Worm saw all of Missandei. And so you may wonder why Grey Worm's still around.
I do wonder why that. I mean, now that...
Well, I'm going to Grey Worm get Dragonglass weapon. Grey Worm fight. Grey Worm kill. Grey Worm will die for Missandei. And it will be dramatic moment. Why that happened in season 8 rather than season 7? Grey Worm have good agent.
Oh, good. Because I thought Beric Dondarrion was ready to give up his life force for Missandei. So, yes?
Grey Worm been round since season 3, Grey Worm has. How about this? Grey Worm, learn basic. I will learn the language of the Westerosi. I will speak perfectly as Grey Worm and then... Ah!
Grey Worm killed.
Grey Worm will die with smile on face, joke in heart, as always. Wow. Okay. All right. So this one's mine. I'll pull this one up because you had to have that last one.
Who are you, well, Catfish?
I am Missandei.
Ooh. Okay. Missandei.
I look great.
You do. Amen.
Mm-hmm. I fulfilled my purpose by proving that Grey Worm can find love.
Yeah, you did that last season. Season 7.
Yes,
he found it.
He found it. He was, you know, I've lain with many men and many of them couldn't find it, but Grey Worm found it, if you know what I mean. It, if you know what I mean.
Right. You had a happy ending.
He found it. Yes, yes, yes. Daenerys has so many advisors now that the only time that we talk to each other is when we're sharing details from Grey Worms, sex gossip.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you've done recently, Missandei. So, we've got the battle with the White Walkers. Why are you still alive?
Have you seen my hair? It is glorious.
Okay. All right. I don't see why that has to exist in season 8. Why do you have to survive?
Do you remember back in the early seasons when there would be lots of what they called sex position?
Yes. Yes.
They don't do that anymore. And so all that we get is eye candy, and I am the candiest of the eye candy.
Okay. That's a good thing to be.
Now, I will say this. Daenerys has had some difficulty with Tyrion.
Right.
And so she may fall back on me at an important moment for advice, and I will give her that sage advice right before I tell her another delicious story about myself and Grey Worm.
Missandei, are you going to survive season 8?
Oh, hell yes I am, because Grey Worm, he gave it up to me, and he will also give his life up for me.
Oh, that's a good story. Ooh, I'm another woman, Catfish.
Who are you? Who are you?
Catfish, I am another woman. We have another female character.
Oh, good.
Character
we do them
here.
So well and respectfully.
I am Melisandre the Shy.
Mm. Oh, the Lord Shy,
of,
really?
The Lord of Light had more screen time in season 7 than I did. I brought ice and fire together. Then I took a cruise across the narrow sea. I told Varys that I'd be back and I'd die in Westeros. But have you seen what I really look like without my magical glamour? I'm so old that I knew the three-eyed raven when he was a three-eyed egg. Get it? It's me, Melisandre Visage.
Oh, Melisandre, cracking jokes. So, Melisandre.
Yes.
At least for me personally, it seemed like you were really going to have a big part of the story.
I brought Jon Snow back to life a couple seasons ago, right? That's one big thing.
And then you really drifted away. So, are you going to come back and do something important this season?
What has come?
The White Walkers.
Winter has come.
Oh, right, and winter.
And so I will fight it with my
fire. And Grey Worm.
I don't think that's possible. I will bring the fire priestesses from the east, and we will use our fire to fight winter.
No, I from will. The east, are they the feast princesses? The fire princess from the east, the feast princesses?
I don't get it. But yes, they are. I will come, and let me tell you something.
Tell me.
The White Walkers are magic. They're going to need some magic, and it's going to come straight out of my... And it's going to...
Like the smoke baby?
Yes. What is the shadow baby? And what melts in the shadow? Ice.
Okay, sure. That doesn't make sense.
Listen,
but
it does.
I'll believe it. It's religion.
So I will come back, and you know I'm going to die. So how will I, Melisandre, die? I will do something awesome to help our heroes. But then somehow I'll, like, lose my medallion. I'll lose my magical thing. And then at the age of, like, 108, I will die peacefully and naked so you can see my old naked body one last time.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, we have the Valyrian steel, which we think works magic. But if we seem like we're going to need some more,
The
dragon glass also didn't get to the wall in time, so that wall's gone. So it's going to be a combo dragon glass and witchery.
Right. They won't like my fire.
Okay, good. It's good to know. All right, let me see who I am.
Who are you, Catfish?
Oh, I am Hot Pie. I'm Hot Pie.
Hot Pie. Yeah, let's hear it.
You're worried about every character on Game of Thrones being killed. Nobody worries about me. Think of the dramatic tension that's been created from worrying if I can bake bread shaped like a wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hot Pie, why is your character still alive? Are you even going to appear in Season 8? I mean,
let me explain why I'm around.
Yeah, Hot Pie, let's hear it.
This is a special insight for those of you who haven't read the books. In the books, there's so much talk about food. It's like George R. R. Martin is more interested in food than he is in sex. And so for me, George R. R. Martin has fantasies about pastries and food.
Okay.
And so that's what I represent, pastries and food.
We only have 6 episodes in Season 8. Will we have time for any of this junk?
Is that going to happen so quickly people won't need to eat?
Sure, okay.
And when you eat, isn't it a nice little pick-me-up when your food is shaped like something? What if the food is shaped like the White Walkers?
Hot Pie.
And you eat them and you're like, ooh, that's delicious, but also I feel better because I ate my enemy.
I'm not sure we're going to see you in Season 8, Hot Pie.
I'll be cooking no matter what. Come by for some pie.
Oh, brother. Okay, sure.
All right, well, let's see who you are.
Catfish, I am Kono.
No, bless you.
No, no, my character's name is Kono.
Oh, bless you.
Kono, listen to me.
Who the
hell am I? You don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I am Kono.
Bless you.
Even I don't know who I am. If you look at the Wiki of Ice and Fire, it reads that I'm the one recognizable Dothraki still alive. I've been in 7. That's right, 7 episodes. And I still don't think anybody knows who I am.
Wait, well, who are you?
I'm Kono.
Bless you. Okay, Kono. So, basically, this is just sort of luck of the draw. They were like, we'll keep one guy around and it's you. Maybe he's Kono. Really nice at craft services. He's very friendly to everybody. So, Kono's around. So, Kono.
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing this year besides dying?
The Dothraki. We've made it to Westeros. We've proven how dangerous we are. Think of the Dothraki attacking on our horses in the snow, attacking White Walkers.
Okay, let me think about it. Okay.
Do you think Kono live or Kono die?
Kono die.
Yep, that's pretty much what I'm going to do. I had to exist because I'm the one who talks smack to Tyrion in the battle in Season 7.
Good.
So Kono will lead a brave fight. Kono will fight with no honor, but Kono will die.
Wow, okay. All right, well, congratulations. What was your name?
It's me. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know either.
Good.
It's Kono.
Bless you. All right, let's see. Just a few left here. Let me pull mine. Oh, I'm very excited.
Who are you, Catfish?
I'm Qyburn.
Oh, wow. Wow, great character. I love Qyburn.
Yes, let me tell you what I've been doing.
Yeah.
I raise people from the dead.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, when I say people, I mean one dude, but he was a very large dude, so he really should count as 2.
Okay.
I raised the mountain from the dead.
Yeah, that was Season 5.
Yes. Very busy in Season 5. Now, Season 6.
Okay, great. Yeah, what'd you do there?
Well, I rested because, as I told you, I created the mountain. Now, I had also had a plan,
yeah.
Right? I thought, and I said to Cersei, look at this.
In Season 7, yeah, you had the big
scene
with Cersei.
Yes, I was doing lots of thinking in Season 7.
Oh,
and then
you're so smart. What'd you come up with?
I took Cersei down to somewhere special, like whatever. And there were skulls down there, big dragon skulls, very scary.
Awesome.
And so I took a big crossbow.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm, and I shot it.
You shot a skull.
At this skull. This desiccated old skull. And it really was very impressive when I did that. So I thought, oh, if it works on this desiccated, crumbling skull, of course it will work on a real live dragon.
Oh, that's
now,
right. Yeah.
That is what I did. I thought, and I rested on my laurels.
Well, Qyburn, why are you still alive?
Well, I'm still alive because there's still thinking to be done. There's still evil plans that need to be laid and made.
Well, you could help Cersei birth this child, which nobody thinks is going to be birthed because of the infamous prophecy.
Oh, I hope it's not alive.
What
then
if you
I
do
could
the
work my magic
right, right.
with it.
Oh, you can work your magic. Your
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I can do
fun.
Two. I'm able to bring back two things, either really very, very large things
right.
or very, very, very small things.
Ah, that's an interesting reason why you're still alive.
Yes,
I didn't
that's
think
my
that
plan.
At all.
Listen.
Yeah?
There are weird, creepy things about, and I want to know them.
Okay. Good work, Kuiper.
Now, I will remain alive
right.
until the end of time.
Oh,
you know why?
Why?
Because I've been working on this special thing. It's an oxygen chamber. You sleep in it at night. It keeps you alive longer.
Kuiper, oh, wow.
Yes, oxygen chamber.
No wonder they kicked you out of the Citadel, Kuiper. Okay, well, I guess you will do that in these remaining six episodes.
Oh,
good luck.
Amazing. Well, you know what I have to say? Kuiper, fabulous, fabulous character.
All right, here's the last one
okay,
in the bowl. All right, catfish.
Yes, you are?
Gendry.
Oh, nice, Gendry. Uh-huh.
What, guess what?
Tell me, Gendry.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? I did hammer in the morning.
Okay.
But they didn't show it in season 4. Guess what they didn't show in season 5?
What?
Me hammering. Guess what they didn't show in season 6?
What?
Me hammering.
Mm.
You know how important I am to the story?
Yeah.
I can skip 3 seasons, and then they have to bring me back. You know why they brought me back?
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen, before you tell me that, might I offer you one piece of advice?
Let's hear it.
I think they would have brought you in if you'd hammered not just in the morning, but also in the evening and all over the land.
Dang it. But listen, they brought me back because you know why I had to come back?
Because of your hammering?
Because I run fast. You know what? I'm a very fast runner. People say I'm the fastest. It's me, Gendry, here of Flea Bottom. So that's me, Gendry.
Wow. Okay. Well, so Gendry... Okay, I'm still a little confused. So what are you going to do this year then?
Survive, baby. I'm Gendry surviving. All these high fancy people, George Martin doesn't like. But what does he like? He likes cripples, bastards, and broken things.
Yeah, I heard that as an excuse before.
Guess who's number two? That's me. People call me my character number two because I'm a bastard.
Yeah.
And so how many Baratheons are currently alive? Zip, zilch, nada. Only one. The Baratheons have this great castle, Storm's End. I am going to survive and be given Storm's End. I'm going to be given a castle which would never have been given to a bastard. I'm going to get it. How you like that? But then get this. Get this.
Uh-huh.
I think there's a twist coming.
What
Who's
is it?
Who's a single lady who needs somebody to marry?
Oh, who is a single lady who someone needs to marry?
Well, obviously there's Sansa Stark, right? But guess
she's not going to marry you.
She's not going to marry me.
Mm-hmm.
Instead,
she's also okay. Yes, go ahead.
Wait, what were you going to say? She's also
no. That's fine. She's that's fine. Go ahead.
I am going to marry Arya Stark. The two Stark houses. There is going to be a Baratheon Stark marriage. It's me and Arya. And get this, Arya in season 1. Her father, Ned, said, you know, you're going to be a lady of a castle and you're going to raise a bunch of kids. And she said, no, that's not me. Guess what I think the twist is? That is going to be her. She and I, in Storm's End, making bastard Baratheon babies. It's going to be great. I love it. Meet Gendry. That's why I'm still alive. How do you like them apples?
Wow, that is pretty amazing. That is pretty amazing.
Okay, Catfish, we've got one last. I didn't see this at the bottom of the bowl.
Okay.
So that's you. I was getting you.
All right. I'll pull it up. Oh, hello.
Who is it?
I am Joffrey Baratheon, first of his name, King of the Andals, and I am still alive.
All right, King Joffrey, you haven't been on the show that we've seen since season 4. You've been taking some time, but your Seven Kingdoms are in a lot of trouble. So I really want to know this. Joffrey, why is your character still alive?
Well, why is my character still alive? Well, of course, because I'm the most honorable and forthright character on the entire show. Now, because of this...
Yeah?
You know, Bran...
Yeah?
He, the three-eyed raven, he sees all, he knows all, but he doesn't do anything, and he's not inspirational. Now,
not at all.
Now, I see almost all and know almost all.
Good.
And what I know is this.
Let's hear it.
The kingdom has been so cruel to so long for so many people that it needs a good colonic.
And this war that is happening between the White Walkers.
King Joffrey, Grace, are you implying you're a colonel?
I'm not implying that I'm the colonic. What I'm saying is this war is needed to cleanse the kingdom of all these petty people bickering over land.
Oh, good.
They don't care. So my master plan is to let these people, to let the land be cleansed. Let them cleanse each other. Good. And then I will sweep in and I will lead us towards a new bright dawn. I will be alive this year and I will show up in the last two episodes.
Okay,
and
God,
it will be a glorious end.
So we're getting a happy ending.
Yes. I will be on the throne as I deserve.
Heck yeah. Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is awesome. I agree.
Listeners, we've done our best to come up with reasons why these characters are still alive.
Right.
Now we want you to go to our Facebook page and tell us why you think these characters are still alive. We come up with good reasons, but I bet you listeners can come up with even better reasons.
I want to hear them. I want to hear them.
Right. We've got a year to wait for Game of Thrones.
Holy cow. What are we going to do?
We're going to suffer is what we're going to do.
Okay.
I'm telling mother.
All right, Catfish, it's time for our Joffrey of the Week. What do you got?
Oh, my goodness. Well, as we all know, Joffrey is someone who is strong
and does not wither
in the face of criticism.
Right.
So my Joffrey of the Week
is
named Matthew Peterson. He was a gentleman who was up in front of a committee to answer questions because he was nominated to be a federal judge. This committee tried to fool him by asking trick questions like, have you ever tried a case? Or have you had more than five conferences with people? Or do you know what motion in limine means?
Right.
And he stood up and he answered to those questions, every single one.
Cool.
Proudly and strongly.
Great.
No, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Oh, no.
But I still want this job. So because he stood up strong in face of smaller people asking him, daring to ask him questions, my Joffrey of the Week, Matthew Peterson.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, mine.
Yes.
Mine is a bit different for the Joffrey of the Week.
Tell me.
Because right now, people celebrate many different things around this time of year, different religions, different holidays. So, my Joffrey of the Week. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Yeah, Santa
Bran
Claus?
Will look through the tree and see you doing it.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
He's watching a birth, but not watching a marriage. Didn't know Jon Snow's parents at all. Bran is watching you right now. He knows when you're sleeping with your sister. He knows what the maesters wrote. He knows if you've been bad or good, or you fucked your aunt on a boat. So you can pout and you can cry. Bran doesn't have emotions. He's a 3/8 raven guy because he's... Bran is watching you. Watching you. Bran is watching you. Bran Stark is watching you right now. Bump, bump, bump. That's my Joffrey of the Week.
Wow. Inspirational.
It's been a great 2017 for everybody here on the Joffrey Podcast. My name is Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at Fit and Trim, FitenTrim, at Fit and Trim on Twitter.
And I'm Catfish. You can hit me up at CJGman67 on Twitter. And we will talk to you next time on the Joffrey of Podcasts.